listening to The Water Cooler on Podcast One.
Hey, and welcome to Water Cooler, episode 206, but most people know it as 69 plus 69 plus 68.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Snap.
Yeah, wow. We stopped counting, and now here we are. This is what happens. So, yeah, very important show. Let me introduce myself.
It is. This is crucial, bro.
My name's Chris Loxamana. This is a show where I hang out my cruel digital buds, including Kalen Bean.
What's going on?
Hey, car buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Kalen's been giving me rides to work. We'll get into that in a moment. Also, is Insomniac back? Jeez.
Who knows?
Why do I ask? Should I even bother asking? I just should stop asking now, and then he'll make himself aware. Well, Insomniac, hope you're okay. And we miss you. Gary Smith's here.
What's up?
What's up? What's up? Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
A little hot. A little hot.
Yeah, why is Matt so hot?
Test 1-2.
He's turning down. Usual.
And then he turns down.
I turn my head down. I'm like, I'm too loud in my ears, but I'm not changing the tone of my voice.
No, you're too loud in everyone's ears.
I'll turn me down, should I?
No, you're fine. Just
should I talk quieter?
You're okay.
Okay.
I like it. What do you think, Gary? Is Matt too hot? Is Matt too hot? The first poll of the day.
Ooh, getting a second poll of the day just hearing that question.
All right.
and Mike Dawson's here.
Aloha.
Hey, aloha to you. Oh, I missed you guys. I want to thank you all for, everyone in this room, because you've been stepping it up since I have not been in work for the majority of the week. Yeah, I've been out 3 days with an injury. We'll get to that in a moment. I was playing basketball on Saturday, and I think that's what did it. I hurt my ankle.
That was the big question. I was wondering, what the fuck did you do?
Everybody wants to know. Here's the reason I don't really have an answer for that, is because I played basketball on Saturday. Things went swimmingly. I was fine. Didn't feel anything. I even played a show that night, Dawson. Totally fine there.
Did you play Achilles' Last Stand?
Yeah, I did. And I was tapping my toes the entire time. And then the next day, my foot was a little tight. Not really that big a deal, though. A little bothersome. And then,
was this Monday or Sunday?
This is Sunday. And then I go to an XFL game. And then walking back to the Uber area, I notice my foot's hurting a little more as we're walking.
Were you tackled by an XFL player?
That's what I thought. I was like, geez, even this league is so extreme that even the people just watching it are getting injured.
Right.
And so I'm noticing my heel's hurting. It's fine, though. We Uber back. I get home. And now I'm having a lot more trouble walking. I'm thinking, oh, this is odd. I wonder if it's gout. Because gout is a thing that runs in my family. I've seen it happen where people are just incapacitated. They can't walk when their foot swells up. And if they
Kalen, the word gout, flickable?
You know what? I don't even know what gout is, so it would be unfair for me to judge that word.
It's when you have too much. I think it's uric acid.
That's right.
In your body, and it like calcifies in your joint, and it causes inflammation and swelling.
Robert, uric acid.
You've been peeing on Chris's foot.
I have.
Yeah, I have not been obedient. So I'm thinking it's gout, and then the next day, I'm thinking, okay, it'll go away. Next day, cannot walk on it. Mm-hmm. And I call you guys. And I noticed that it's now all.
Call you guys?
Well, I call Matt Gale. But I notice it's all in the back of my heel, like the Achilles area. And it's very tender to the point where just like if you blew on it, I would probably scream in agony because it was just like the slightest touch, just putting on a sock, removing a sock, like anything. Like it was an incredible amount of pain. And then so I'm thinking, okay, well, I really don't think I could drive like this because it's my right foot. I can't go to work. And Jen's in the medical industry. She's a CT tech. And she goes, what's the pain? 1 to 10. What's the pain? Because right, Kalen, when you were hurting, when you were in the hospital, they asked you that a lot, right?
I think so. I don't remember.
I was there.
To be honest. Was a lot of drugs.
Yeah, it was.
So that's a big way. That's how they gauge. 1 to 10. So Jen's like, 1 to 10. What's the pain? Before I could answer, she goes, 10 being stabbed. And before I could say 10, she tells me that. And I go, well, I don't – in my head, I'm like, I don't want to diminish anybody who's ever been stabbed by saying that I have a 10 in my foot. But it really did hurt a lot. So I go, like a 6 or 7. Because, yeah, no, but really, it probably was a lot more. It was.
I don't think quite, a 6 or 7 takes you out of work for 3 days.
Yeah, quite excruciating.
Yeah.
And so I just stopped. I lay off and I put it on ice, rice, rest. It's not Asian thing. It's rest, ice, compression, elevation. And you do that with your. I was doing that with my foot all day.
Were you also eating rice?
Well, yeah, that's all part of it too. It goes faster that way. And then the next day, it got even worse. So I'm thinking, and now
at the end of that night one, you told me you were getting better.
I thought I was getting better. Yeah. I really did, but I think it was just numb from the ice. And I thought, okay, this doesn't hurt as bad anymore because it would just throb on its own. And then I thought, okay, I'm getting better. I'll be at work tomorrow. I told Brian. Brian called me that day, and I was like, yeah, I'll be at work tomorrow. Next day, it's worse. Miss it. Go to urgent care. They take x-rays. They say I have like a heel spur and there's something wrong with my Achilles. She said it could be a rupture. It could be a tear. I need to see an orthopedic doctor. She sends me there. So I go there the next day. They say the same thing, but they rule out the rupture. She like squeezes my calf and my toe has a little reflex. And she said, that's a great sign. It's not a full rupture. We got to get you an MRI right away though. And then so I go, okay, great. And then I get the MRI that night, and then the next day, Kaylin gives me a ride to work, and I'm here. So that's the gist of it.
In a boot on crutches.
Oh yeah, I'm in a boot on crutches. This boot's awesome, by the way. It has.
He's
one
got
of
the. Go ahead. I don't want to step on it. Sorry.
What?
He's got
funny
the
choice
pump.
Of words.
He's got like the old school pump from like the Reeboks in the back
right.
in the day. It's awesome.
Oh, cool. Psh, psh, psh,
psh, psh. So yeah, I got the pump, which I've never had those shoes, so this is quite nice.
But I have one of those.
Oh, these boots?
Yes.
With the pump?
Yes.
Oh, I should have just borrowed yours. I don't
you
know.
Have to when you've had as many ankle rolls and rips and sprains as I have. Yeah, okay. You start buying these things and keeping them in storage.
So this is what happened. The first day I WebMD'd it. I know you're not supposed to do it. What are you going to do? But all of my symptoms pointed to something called Achilles tendonitis. Because it was like going up to – the pain was going up to my mid-calf. It was that tendon. Like something's wrong with that part of my thing. And look, I mean, I'm 34. I'm the same age as Kobe Bryant when he tore his Achilles. So there's a lot of parallels here. And then so I decided, okay, I think I have Achilles tendonitis. And yeah, just to the touch, it's kind of swollen. I'm touching it. It's really hurting. Fine. And then I also see that there's something called Achilles insertion tendonitis, where it's a little closer to the heel. So that looks like what I have too. I also suffered from the same – I don't know. All the symptoms are the same for all these different things. So it's kind of weird trying to pinpoint what it is. But everyone's telling me Achilles. So everybody here is like, oh, Chris has something wrong with his Achilles. Adam's on air. Oh, he has an Achilles. I'm getting tweets. Dude, how's your Achilles? Like, that's a pretty awful injury to have.
Now, are people writing the word Achilles or are they writing the word Achilles?
Oh, sorry. I keep saying Achilles.
Yeah. I'm just wondering. Maybe people are spelling it wrong.
Yeah, there are a few typos. So, yeah, all the ones that I have in my brain are typos.
The other one, that's the girl who won the spelling bee that we had on
Akilah,
the show recently.
Akilah, yeah. How's your Akilah? So, different girl, by the way, still. That's not even her. anyway, so everybody's asked me how's my Achilles. And now I get the MRI looked over by a radiologist because I know somebody in that hospital. And she says, I had a radiologist looked. And Kaylin was there when I found out what it was.
I was.
And it's a sprain.
You sprained your ankle?
Well, that's yeah, what yes. they're – no, Kaylin, stop. This is what I meant about don't blow the wad yet. But this is my worst fear ever. Like – Wait. So I'm like, I'm texting them. Wait, what do you mean I sprained my
worst fear ever is that you're telling Kaylin not to blow the wad. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm like, wait, what do you mean it's a sprain? Because that sounds like the wussiest thing that could possibly happen to me. No way it's a sprain.
I'm going to go with snakes.
Snakes?
What does that mean? Yeah,
it's like my worst fear.
Oh, I see.
Oh, no.
Go on.
Having everybody think you tore your Achilles and then you find out it's a sprain is quite humiliating. And so right now, that is the leader in the clubhouse that they're saying it's a very severe sprain.
You sprained your ankle?
Stop! Kaylin in the car just giving it to me the entire ride home.
Achilles
I'm so
was reborn
mad.
As a god.
I was like, I'm about to just rip my Achilles out.
Like, you know, I got some of those freezer packs. Just like these little tiny, little, they're soft.
Matt,
you know, you could put it on your
here's
ankle
the thing.
If you've got your
Matt,
ankle hurts.
Do you remember remember the last time that you and I were walking like through a park and one of us just stepped on a rock wrong and missed 4 days of work? Because I don't.
No, that
see,
don't
I can't.
I sure don't.
I missed work on an Achilles. I mean, on a sprained ankle. That's insane.
You're actually right at that age where injuries are going to get exponentially more catastrophic.
Here's the thing, though. Welcome to it, guys.
You're all entering that age. Kalen's a few years behind. But you're getting to the point where every injury is going to be exponentially worse than the last time.
I know what injuries feel like, because look, I skateboarded my whole life. I've took some pretty bad slams.
Yeah, but you bounced back then.
Yeah, I did bounce back, but I know what it feels like to be injured.
You're old now. You're fucked.
Something felt really wrong about this, so there's still a chance that it could be something a little more serious.
Start looking for a good pair of reading glasses for us.
Did you need to borrow someone's wheelchair to get down the aisle at your wedding, or...?
Exactly. Well, they did rule out non-surgery, which was
Sure, no one gets a surgery for a fucking ankle sprain.
Yeah. Well, we don't know if that's what it is yet. I'm just saying that's the leader in the club. It's a radiologist, look, not the orthopedic doctor. So it's still a little different.
So you're hoping that your ankle's more fucked up so you don't seem like a pussy?
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
Wow. I understand that. Yeah.
Wow.
But can you blame me?
That's why, Chris.
A little bit. I'd go with health.
That's why you don't salt the stew until it's simmered.
Okay, that's a quote by Dawson.
Somebody put that on a shirt. Pixel fun.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
So I don't know what exactly is wrong. Look, I will say this. The pain I felt was excruciating. So if it was a sprain, I find it very hard to believe that it is just a sprain based off of the pain I've been in.
I mean, I heard about how much pain you're in. I heard it was like a 6. Yeah, I would have been at worse.
Ted is getting stabbed! Ted is getting a knife inserted in a blade, inserted, and you pulled out.
Yeah. And then what's getting shot then? Is that more?
Oh, we've already confirmed that getting stabbed hurts more than getting shot.
Okay, so getting shot would be a 9.
Yeah. What's been 1 to 10? Getting shot is a 9. I'm a 2. I think it's a 2. Yeah. But anyway, so that's what's going on. I've been on crutches so far. I will be in crutches. I have to go to Vegas on Saturday on crutches. I have to go to the Forum tonight on crutches. It's going to be a fun time.
Oh, my ankle hurts. I have to go to the Forum to see a comedian and then go to Vegas.
Do you get to park at your handicap spot?
You're all right, dude. It's good news.
Kalen can drive everywhere.
I know. That's why I didn't want to say anything when Gary's been waiting on me hand and foot. He's like throwing stuff away from me. He's getting me papers. He's like, yeah, let me get it for you. And I just don't want to tell
him. Oh, now
dude,
that's over.
It's a sprained ankle.
That's over now.
Do you need me to move your computer?
I hate the baby talk. There are a few things that really bother me, like growing up. You know how Michael J. Fox's character Back to the Future hated whenever he was called a coward or yellow-bellied coward or anything like that, and it would really like trigger something
chicken.
In him? Chicken, yeah, chicken.
You lily livered little.
That's right.
Wow, that petered out quick.
Yeah, I didn't know where to go.
Mine is when people do that baby talk crying thing. Like, I'm like starting to get mad.
When does baby talk bother you? Oh, I stepped on a walk and I rolled my ankle.
That really affects me. I don't know why.
Jen, I gotta brace my ankle. It hurts. Give me the ice.
I need some rice.
Oh, raise it. Do you have a pillow you can put under my ankle?
I've always hated that growing up. It always bothered me. And I may have gotten into some scuffles because of that.
No, did you get into a little fight?
Did you guys slap each other?
Anyway. So I guess we'll wait for the results next week at the 69 Q.
Achilles was reborn as a god. You'll be all right.
Yeah.
Until he was shot in the ankle.
But that is
everyone knows the story.
Of course,
I've seen Troy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he flew.
How's he doing anyway?
That's not Achilles.
It's been a while.
It was Icarus who flew too close to the sun.
Anyway, but I know. I was just kidding. Before my terrible, horrible, awful injury, though.
The boo boo.
So, Kalen's so satisfied. He knew yesterday.
I'm just watching and loving it.
Except Gina's like, Chris, did you ever find out what the MRI results are? And Kalen walks after, sprained ankle. It's a sprain.
And you've both been keeping this from me and just allowing me to like wait on you hand and foot.
I'm not allowing you to wait on me hand and foot. I'm still doing
You didn't
stuff
jump in front of me when I went to move your shit today.
Well, I said thank you.
That's true.
But I'm not asking you to do
anything. You have been gracious about it. I'll give you that.
Anyway, so when we were playing basketball, something interesting happened.
And you put your boo-boo ankle?
Before I did that.
It's never not funny.
So we were playing basketball. We were playing 21. We had four guys there, so it was like a weird 20. We were playing 21 rather than 2 versus 2, so it's like a one. Everyone, the rules of 21, Matt, are you're on your own team, so you play against everybody else. So
each person's on their own team?
Yeah, so it's four teams. Like you're playing just by yourself. So if you're on the offense and you have the ball, you have to get it past three defenders, basically. And so the more people, the harder it is. Usually it's a game for three people, but we decided to just try it with four, see what we can do. And as we played a game, it went well. And then
sounds like nobody got hurt.
Nobody got hurt. Then after the game, two of the guys are with us leave, but another guy comes up and he's like, "Hey, can I play with you? Can I play with you guys?" The term is, "Can I run with you?" That's when people want to play basketball.
No, really? You can't. My ankle hurts. I can't run anymore.
I can't run because my ankle hurts.
It really is making me mad. Anyway,
you can tell how mad Chris is getting by the number of times he says "anyway" in a given show. Just trying to move on, like, "All right, stop, asshole."
Very true. Anyway, so we play, and then the guy leaves, and now it's just me and my brother, and these two little boys come up. They're like, they have to be like 5 years old. They're very, you know, just two guys.
A lot taller than you.
A lot taller, yeah, skyrocketing.
What did they sound like?
Probably actually the way you're speaking to me most of the show. And they go like, "Oh, can we play basketball with you guys? Can we play on this hoop?" And I'm like, "We were already done pretty much. We were tired." And I go, "Yeah, sure. You can play. Yeah, play. Go ahead." I'm like, "Yeah." So they take their little ball, which is about half the size of a regular basketball, and they're just like chucking it up. They're barely even touching the bottom of the net, and they're chucking it up with all their might. That's like
fucking loser kids. Yeah. Like, get out of here.
These guys fucking suck.
Yeah.
But we're just like, every time they get kind of close, John and I, the guy, my brother, was
just swat
like,
it, just jump in and fucking swat him.
No, we're like, "Oh,
is this your ball? Is this your ball?
Yeah. Oh, go get job. It. Oh, that was close. Oh, you got to throw it up harder. You almost got it." And we're kind of cheering him on as we're packing up our stuff. And he goes, "You want to play a game with us?" No. And I'm like, "All right, yeah, we'll play a little bit with you." He's like, "We want to play hot potato." And I go, "All right, yeah, we can play some hot potato. Sure, let's play some hot potato. How we play hot potato?" And he goes, "We pass around the ball, and then while we sing the song, and when the song ends, if you have the ball, that's a hot potato." And I go, "Okay, so it's exactly the game I remember."
The rules haven't changed.
It's not changed. It's like, "All right, cool." So we walk over to like the free throw line area, and they sit cross-legged on the floor. And I'm about to like sit down before John's like, "Whoa, Chris." And I look at him, and he does one of these like, "No, we can't do this. What are you doing? We can't do this." And I look, and I'm like, "What do you mean?" And I look at these two little kids just sitting cross-legged, perfectly innocent. And I look at this full-grown man next to me and myself who's saying, "We can't sit cross-legged with these two kids in the middle of a park. They're by themselves. Like, this looks weird." And I thought, "Oh, my God. It does look weird." And I had to tell the boys, like, "Sorry, you guys got to play one-on-one. We got to get out of here." Because that is the world we live in now.
Mm.
Would you have played hot potato with these little boys?
You're worried
not
that
when
like
you phrase it that way.
Yeah, when you say it in that exact sentence, no. Would I be paranoid that Chris Harrison was waiting around the corner and that these little boys were luring me into a trap? Bait? No, I don't think so.
No, I know. I think I'm sure their parents are probably in the distance, but it did look odd.
I'm sure.
I'll be honest, it looked odd, like these two guys. And like they're different.
Yeah, I'd have been out.
They definitely don't look related to us.
I would have never gotten to the point where I'm about to sit Indian style with these kids.
My legs.
I would have just said, "No, you guys are good, bro."
I don't think you can say Indian style anymore. You got to go crisscross applesauce.
Mm, oh yeah, that's true.
We had this conversation, and then I saw The Revenant, and that movie was like fucking First Blood Indian style. You know,
mm-hmm. It's also a different time.
It's a different time. I would say so too.
But anyway, so I didn't.
I still say Indian style.
Was I wrong? Was I wrong to walk away?
No, you should have walked away sooner.
It's wrong to have gone that deep.
Yeah,
should never have walked even that far.
Yeah. Ah, all right. Well, anyway,
but yeah, honestly, look, no 34-year-old man has any interest in 5-year-old children unless you're related to them.
There you go.
Catholic priest quite
different. That is quite a statement.
But well, I don't give a fuck about any 5-year-olds, but I got a nephew who's 5, and he's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I think it changes.
I'll pay attention to him.
I think it changes if you – maybe it changes if you have kids and you start to care about your kids' friends or other kids that you know, you know, close family friends, stuff like that.
Sure.
But in general, I would agree. In my 20s, I only gave a shit about my nephew and was not really interested in any.
Kaylin's daughter's not even 1 yet. I give an F about her.
Yeah, you're related.
That's,
we are related.
That's beside the point. That's the point is they were strangers.
Yeah. So yeah, they should know better. Those parents should know better. Don't talk to strangers. Don't talk to these.
They probably
men
assume
with
they could
beards.
Take you.
Probably. It's like he's wounded.
Doesn't
right. know it yet. All right. Anyway, I also have another issue before we get into these lovely treats that are in front of us. Gina brought something up to me the other day, and I know you guys have noticed it. And I'm talking about the women's bathroom here. We have a for those listening, we have 2 bathrooms, a men's bathroom and a women's bathroom. Although
we have 2 bathrooms, one of which has a women's thing on the
labeled
door.
Women's bathroom. Yeah, I mean,
and it doesn't have a urinal in it. That's the only thing that
the men's bathroom has a toilet and a urinal,
no sink.
Which, by the way, is tough to explain to every guest that comes in,
pretty much.
But I have to. And then the women's bathroom is just the regular toilet and sink. But that's not the issue I have. The issue I have is the soap dispenser in the women's bathroom. Gina's like, who keeps filling it with water?
Dude, this is too hot for podcast talk, bro. Tough. I don't think.
And I know you guys have noticed, if you try to use a soap dispenser, it just becomes more and more or less and less thick and more watery.
Do you actually soap your hands after you take a piss?
No.
I'll soap my hands sometimes. Not, I would say most of the time not, but sometimes I do.
Okay. So this is one of those times.
But you know, usually
I might in a public bathroom, but I would never in my own home.
Okay. Usually, though, when I wash my hands in there, it's because my fingers stink. Because like if I have a sauce of something, I need to get that smell off my fingers.
That's my favorite Rolling Stones record, stinky fingers.
I hate when my fingers smell like sauce. I can't do it. And we have like wings the other day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I can't do it. Anyway, the soap, it just keeps getting filled with water. And not with more soap. And I find out that Kaylin's the one that's been doing it. So I'd like to know, Kaylin, what's going on?
Well, as I told you when you first asked me, if the soap runs out, I will do one round of put a little water in there. Because you will get extra soap out. If it's empty and you put soap in there and you pump it, you'll get
so
more
far,
pump.
I'm on board with this.
Really?
I do this not only with soap, but I'll do this with my shampoo. If I realize it's getting down to the end where there's still a little coming out, but I'm not getting a full pump, I'll dump some water in there.
Absolutely. And it's only the one time. After that,
then you gotta refill.
Yeah.
But how much water are we putting in? If you've got a soap dispenser,
it's not halfway.
No,
maybe
it's 20%.
Like, yeah, about that.
All right.
So how does it keep getting filled with water?
Yeah, because it's been watery for a while. Maybe it just hasn't been refilled, and it's just constantly Gina and me are the only ones that use it.
Yeah, I don't use soap when I go pee.
You know what?
Just rinse off with water.
You know what I got for a wedding gift that it was an absolute game changer? Like $30 gift that has changed my life?
A pepper mill.
That too. Dawson's pepper mill, I use. No. This is absolutely true because Dawson's pepper mill, the first time that I got it and I opened it, I picked it up as a joke and went towards my cat and said, "You shall not pass." My cat is terrified of that thing. If she's ever being bad, I grab the pepper mill, freaks out. Never done anything with it, but for some reason, she is terrified of the sound that thing makes when you shake it. No, she's not. Joey thinks it's funny. No, but I got a soap dispenser that's battery powered that just has a little sensor. Put your hand underneath it. Oh, it's a game changer.
You don't need to push down on anything?
You don't touch anything.
Wow.
Touch
is it,
free.
Like, effective? Like, because the ones in, like, movie theaters, you know, sometimes you put your hand under there, it doesn't work.
Very
you got to do it again. You're going back
dance.
And forth. Yeah, and then you pull it out, and then it comes out, and you miss.
Nope. It's very effective. Yeah. Living Human. Great brand. It was, like, 30 or 40 bucks, and
whoa,
it's...
Living Human or Simple Human?
Simple Human. Good
Simple
call.
Human. Oh, because I like their trash cans. Simple Human has great trash cans.
They have good stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't that just, like, the Target brand?
I don't know.
Threshold's Target brand. But they probably do have Simple Human stuff at Target.
Mm.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah.
This has been Cindy.
Big up to Simple Human. Everybody up, bark at Simple Human. So do you guys do the water thing, too? Is it the crazy one that just doesn't like putting water
in? I've done that before.
I've
done that.
I will certainly cut solvents with water all the time.
Here's what I'll say,
but
Chris.
I'm like, if it's Fantastic or, you know, sometimes I'll cut bleach with water to make it last. But now that's something you do in your 20s.
I only do it when I'm out of whatever the substance is. If I have more soap to refill the soap dispenser with soap, yeah. I'll absolutely do that. But if you I don't have it and I've got to go to the store, you know, later that day and get it, I'll throw a little water in there to prolong it.
Hey, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
I actually had a water cooler moment on Saturday night.
Oh.
And...
Did you hurt your ankle?
Actually, no. I'm smart. I don't go to shows without ankle braces on. I went
Chris
to see...
legitimately angry. I'm sorry, dude. I'm not... I just thought it was funny.
That I went to go see ALO on Saturday night at the Troubadour.
See what?
The band ALO.
ALO?
The jam band. Like
not
leftover
ELO.
Salmon. No, ALO.
Okay.
ALO.
Did they name themselves that because they would be listed above ELO?
No, they started out as the Animal Liberation Orchestra.
Oh, cool. I like that.
I like this song, by the way.
Big Hunters?
What is happening
what
right
you
now?
Chris is going to play something.
You know this song? I bought a ticket.
Is this a newer ticket. One?
Yeah.
Nice.
Funny.
So...
It's a good song.
I went to the Troubadour by myself with a handful of mushrooms. And
you thought, this is just like water cooler.
No. We'll get to the water cooler part.
Classic thing that the other guys would do.
when you go to a show and you're alone, anytime you want to go get a beer, if it's standing room only, you're going to lose your spot.
Right.
Every single fucking time. So I kind of go to like six different spots in the show after beers and just kind of try to find a way to settle in, you know, get my dance space.
Throughout
and
the
whatever.
Show, you're moving around a little bit.
Well, I finally wind up in this one spot, and in front of me is like a wall of dudes. And then in front of them is a whole bunch of fucking space. Not a whole bunch of fucking space, but I can certainly fit there. And I'm sitting there, shrooming, enjoying the band, and thinking, this is something that Chris would ask on the water cooler. Mm. How do you get there?
Red Rover, just
barrel through? Like, what would you guys do? What would you have done in this situation? And I'll tell you what I did.
Okay. Go ahead.
I probably would have done nothing because I would have been self-conscious that I'd be then blocking all of those guys' views. Mm-hmm. So I would have probably stayed in the back, but that's just because I'm tall. And
yeah, you snooze, you lose. You're not there.
Right. I would, however, if I was going solo to a concert like that, which I'm not sure I've ever done, but if I was, I would probably try to somehow befriend someone in location number one so that I could get a person to sort of hold my spot. Maybe hand off a little nugget of what I had in my pocket or my hand or whatever.
I thought about that halfway through because one of the people in the middle in the good spot, I was having a conversation with him before, and I was like telling myself, dude, just walk up to him and go, hey, bro, there you are. And then everything would be fine. I'm like, nah, I didn't want to do that.
Or you could do the move where, you know, all right, you look to the guy next to you, go, hey, brother, I'm going to get a beer. I'd love to buy you one if you wouldn't mind holding my spot. Ooh, I'd say 7 out of 10 times, you're going to get the guy go, no problem, I'll just hold your spot, I don't even want the beer. But those 3 times, fuck it, that $5 is worth it.
If you got a spot worth a beer, like at this point, I didn't even have a spot that would have been worth a beer.
Right.
But...
if you had a spot you liked, you absolutely, it's worth that $6 or $7. Because then you got a buddy for the rest of the night.
That's good. Would you guys do anything different? What would you do?
I'm pretty slippery. Like, I can, because of my size, I'm pretty good at sneaking through the cracks.
I'm
not going to block anybody, and nobody's really upset whenever I stand in front of them anyway. Mm. But if I need to get through, like, it's pretty compact. What I'll do is I'll just
hit them with my crutches.
I'll kind of just kind of push a little bit, and they kind of look at me. And what I do is I look ahead like I recognize somebody. And I wave my hand, and I give like a
move.
And I nod.
That's
and
smart.
Then, like, I'm trying to meet.
Smart,
like, hey,
your ghost person over there.
And I'm just constantly, I've done that.
I'm coming, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
just,
nice.
And then just let me
smart.
In.
That's smart.
Way better than the
advice
I was
This is
answer.
Why it's a water cooler issue, Kaylin.
Right.
What would you do?
I probably would have just stayed there. Yeah. I probably wouldn't have
Here's
wanted
my
to.
Question. Was
not very insomniac of you.
Was the wall of dudes in front of you, was it fluid? Like people like dancing around or was it just like everyone just standing there watching
the show? They were the back wall, so they were slowly grooving.
There was some slow grooving.
It was like you know, the 50-year-old dude at a jam band.
Okay. Right.
You know, he was doing the roll bounce.
Yeah. And I will tell you, Express Lane, go crowd surfing. Get me up there. Get me up there.
Okay, so.
There's nothing a little bit of over-exaggerating coughing and sneezing won't do to help clear for you.
True.
God.
True. I did once clear out my space at Pink Floyd when I said, hey, so what if I threw up here? I paid for the spot.
And everyone moves
in my friend and Irish room, and he's sitting right next to me, and he looks at me and goes, cool as ice, he looks at me and goes, I think that was the wrong thing to say. Okay, so what I did, so wall of dudes right in front of this one dude is just this great 4 square feet of space where I could just enjoy the show. And finally, I tap the guy on the shoulder. And he turns around, and he's smiling. You know, we're at a great ALO show. Dude's, he's like, yeah. And I'm like, hey, dude, can I go there? And I take my finger and point out the exact spot I want to go. And the guy looks at me, and he gets it, and he knows what's up. And he's like, absolutely, dude, be my guest.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he just opened up the wall. And I got to my spot in the concert. And then after that, when I had to go get a beer, that dude opened the wall back up and let me into the spot for the rest of the night.
Nice.
That's great.
But it was a dilemma for about 30 minutes. I was like, what do I do? I need to get there. How do I get there?
Yeah.
I like the idea of, hey, except that only works when there are people facing you.
That's true.
So if everybody's facing the stage, I can't, unless I'm talking to the band, yeah, I'm coming. I'll be there.
Just pretend that's what you're doing.
All right. Cool.
That's good. Right,
there you go.
I have one more question here. Was the Wall of Dudes anything like the Wall of Presidents?
Yes.
Another Wall of Dudes,
yeah. It was.
That was a tougher one
to
break.
It was. Though. It was exactly like that.
Well, if you guys need to form your own wall of dudes, I may suggest hiring somebody, and using ZipRecruiter to find them, because hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it so easy. Codable co-founder Gretchen Huebner experienced how challenging hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a new game artist to grow with her education tech company. But then she switched to ZipRecruiter, saw an immediate difference, and you can too by signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/interview. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. And by using ZipRecruiter's screening questions to filter candidates, Gretchen found it easier to focus on the best ones. Then, find the right one. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers that post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/interview. That's ZipRecruiter.com/interview. Now, Gary.
What's up?
What is this goodness that is in front of me right now?
Well, unfortunately, I made a grave mistake because I wanted to bring you guys the new 2 flavors of Chunk Nibbles, but I didn't really anticipate the fact that if I set them out here without the lids on, me and Matt and Dawson, to a certain extent, would just spend the whole fucking show eating Chunk Nibbles.
I would
get
do the same thing.
Away.
Past arm's reach.
I've eaten my weight in Chunk Nibbles in the last 41 minutes. I'm fucking stuffed. But yeah, there's 2 new flavors of Chunk Nibbles, which you guys have heard us talk about before, the peanut butter and chocolate flavor, the s'mores flavor, as well as the original, and I wanted you guys to be able to try them. So
they are delectable.
Thank you, Gary. They're
thank
amazing.
You, Gary. Yes.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Bradley.
Even Kalen likes them, and he doesn't like sweets.
I did. I had to try the new flavors, and as much as I like the s'mores, the peanut butter chocolate is
pretty good.
Yeah, that's nice. The one right there.
Thank you, Gary. I can't eat sweets during the day.
I get it, man. I get it. Take some home, because I'm not eating any more of this.
It
looks fantastic.
Because I got this for Joya. I got the same setup for Joya for Valentine's Day. And nice. So now I've got it at the house, too. Mm. I need everyone to eat this stuff and get it out of this building.
Can do.
But you can go to chunknibbles.com and check it out. It's a great product.
I couldn't agree more. Love Chunk Nibbles. And thanks for sending us these delectable treats. Another delectable treat that Gary texted me about yesterday that he wanted to discuss. Have you guys seen that mozzarella popper pizza?
No.
Describe this thing, Gary.
You know, they had stuffed crust pizza for a long time.
Yeah.
Now what they've basically done is, it appears, they take a regular crust pizza, they paint the crust portion of it with butter, and then stick a square mozzarella stick
a mozzarella popper, if you will, all around the crust.
On top or inside of it?
On top.
On top.
Okay.
Are we okay with this? Because we're in that right now. Water cooler's pro puppy.
Pro puppy.
We
on
are.
On the record.
Yeah.
Are we pro?
I'm not liking this.
We support all women.
Oh, I think we support women, of course.
Since long before it was in
Because
vogue.
What it is, it's the stuffed crust pizza, but they just took the stuffed part and they put it on top.
But they breaded it.
Right, but by the nature of living within the crust, it was breaded.
No, it wasn't fried. Like, it wasn't
breaded.
It
wasn't stuffed
crust.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Like, yeah,
fried.
It's like literally the...
Now I get it.
Like the bread crumbs.
I'm still against it.
Oh.
It's just too... It's too much.
I'm against it, too.
Okay, so we're... Okay, so...
I'm going to tell you what it is.
Took a hard stance here.
It's pizza for poor people.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but I'll tell you this.
Classist
what
here,
it means,
okay?
What it means is that...
Get a free appy with your Zaw.
Most kids don't like to eat the crust.
Right.
And you do not want to waste food.
Those kids are assholes.
And so your kids will eat the pizza up to the crust, and daddy, I don't like the crust, and they'll throw the crust away, but that's a waste of good food.
Mm-hmm.
And we're poor. We don't get pizza. I'm sorry. And okay. I know this.
That's an interesting.
Because a rule in my house was you do not get a second piece of pizza until you finish your crust.
Oh, look. I mean... My family too.
So it's pizza for poor people.
But the crust is not a mozzarella stick. As the description was just explained, a mozzarella stick is essentially taped to the
crust. It's part of the crust.
Yeah.
But what's the part of the crust? So you're eating bread and cheese and not just bread.
But I'm saying the little devil child that I was, I would have peeled the mozzarella stick off and eaten that and said, still fuck this crust. You're still wasting the crust.
You fucked the
crust. Okay.
You
did not fuck the crust, Chris. Right. How dare you for implying that?
I stifled myself. Wait, so who here does not eat the crust?
Oh, Gary, these get out of here.
No, these days I don't, because if I'm going to eat pizza, that's fucked up enough. I'll throw the crust out because I don't need to eat the bread.
Regardless of health reasons.
Bread, the bread, don't you tell me, eat your bread.
Yeah, get Gary.
Hit me, bro. Bring it. No, if health was out the window, if fat ass... syndrome was out the window, I would eat the crust every single time.
Okay, because I what I meant, who doesn't enjoy the crust?
Oh, assholes.
I love the crust.
Yeah, we all eat our bones, right?
Crust or bones? Not confused.
It's a slang term for crust.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I like it.
It's
pretty fucking street, bro.
Yeah.
When I would eat pizza with my friends, I'd look over my friend's plate. Like, you
finish those bones?
Yeah, you can eat those bones? and then I'd take them.
I've never heard that. I wish I had.
Yeah.
Oh,
but yeah, I'm glad. Okay, so we're pro-crust.
Pro crust.
Way pro crust.
Okay, that makes me happier. I don't care about this mozzarella popper thing, but we at the water cooler can say we are pro puppy and pro crust. We have a lot of stances here. We should compile them all together soon enough. All right, but it's getting pretty late. We got to get out of here. It's Friday afternoon, guys. We should be off and enjoying our weekend.
Yeah.
It's Friday afternoon. Kaylin. We still got to fucking get our shit together and get to the fucking forum by 7.
Well, you guys do. I'm going tomorrow.
Kaylin, are you driving Chris home tonight?
I am.
You are? I thought you were going to Joe tonight.
I am.
So you're going to Long Beach right now, and then you're going back up to the forum?
I have to get Jen.
I'd kill myself. Wow. Kaylin, have you at least been enjoying the carpool lane aspect of driving Chris around?
We haven't, no. There isn't really...
There's no carpool.
Yeah, there's
Long
no
Beach.
Carpool than our path to work.
JV.
Yeah. No. It's JV on the city's part. But anyway, let's get our plugs in. Kaylin... Mr. Carpool, Mr. Driver, driving Miss Loxy. Where can we go for you?
Don't do that. Don't.
You can check out For Crying Out Loud. It's a nice little fun parenting podcast that I do.
Yeah?
And that's it.
That's it? All right. Gary, where can we go for you?
You can go to Chunk Nibbles.
No, you can go to chunknibbles.com. Family-owned business out of Michigan. I've said it before. It is my cousin, so I'm not trying to be sly about that. But it's a great product. Everyone here.
Everyone
here likes
truly
it.
Delightful.
They just went way up in my book when you said they're from Michigan.
Yeah, it's a family. They are very proud to be from Michigan.
The wonderful
and they
fucking people.
Locally source and all that shit. Yeah. It's a cute story. If you order some, you check out the packaging on the back. There's a picture of my cousin and his mom and his grandma who did the original recipe.
Was your cousin Chunk?
No. This and for the longest time in my family, this was all sent out as a Christmas gift, and we all used to call it Christmas crack. And Chunk Nibbles is just something he came up with when he decided to make it a real business.
Smart. That's just good money right there.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And as someone who generally doesn't like sweets or desserts, I fucking love this stuff. It is really, really good.
It is crack.
Yeah.
It's just
there
crack.
You go.
Any time of the year, though. Matt, where could it go for you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier and tell people about this show. I like plugging this show on this show.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. People on who listen to the show need to know about this
next
show.
Week is a landmark episode we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
What? Holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What, did we even find out if his ankle's fucked up? Okay.
We are going to find that out. Everyone's on the edge of their seats.
Wow.
Including me. I really hope that it's a very bad tear.
Wow. You better hope it is.
I really do.
It's never going to stop.
That is the only way I'll stop the baby voice.
I can't believe this. A sprain? Like, I had a text like, what? What do you mean? And they're like, well, sometimes sprains could be worse than fractures. You heard them say that, Kalen.
That was said. That is true.
Mm. Yeah, so
we'll see their certificate, their doctor certificate.
That sounds like something that a doctor makes up because he feels with the patient.
That's how I feel too. Like, that's what I'm thinking when I hear it. Like, don't patronize me.
Yeah, I'm just thinking when I broke my elbow, it was the same thing. I was like, it's a fracture. Like sometimes fractures worse than a break. Like, shut up, no, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, shut up, dick.
Yeah, I wonder if this.
Nice
no
bedside
way.
Manner, doc.
I think I have a high pain tolerance, so this is quite odd.
Hmm.
And it's very upsetting, and I'm nervous. All right, Dawson.
I'll make it quick. Shout out to fucking Loxamana, who fucking showed up at work his first day not high on Vicodin. I know this because I know the look of opioids because I enjoy them sometimes. And and I was like, they give you painkillers? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you're not on them right now. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So, good job, dude.
I have a high pain tolerance.
Yeah, you're doing all
right. I have
a
high pain tolerance, everybody.
Also, 69 Cubed. That's a big show, so tune in next week. I don't know what the fuck happens, but fucking thanks for listening.
Word.
Tell all your friends who listen to the Adam Carolla show. Tell all of your friends who listen to ACS that they need to be listening to Water Cooler as well.
Yeah, it's worth it. Yeah, you can listen to Adam Carolla's show, the sideshow of Water Cooler.
And a big shout out to Dave Simmons. Go to davesimmonsart.com.
Who's that?
Well, you may know him as Pixel Fun.
Oh!
I reached out to Dave about the cover for my next audiobook, and he fucking swallowed it and just went for it. And the final... The final image that is this cover is fucking amazing. The audiobook is all about the greatest hoax in rock and roll history, where there are clues on Beatles records that say Paul is dead. We get down to it in the new audiobook, and the poster art that Dave came up with is fucking frameable, and it will be framed in my house.
Yeah.
So thanks, brother. You really fucking crushed it. Follow me at Dos Angeles because this weekend I will tweet the cover art so you can see it. It's fucking amazing.
And Dawson, Chris, real fast before you go, Dawson reminded me of something else. Shout out to Landon from all of us. You know why.
Yes. All right. And as for me, my band will be playing at Tantalum on Wednesday. So come out and say hi and I'll be playing in a chair.
Dave Grohl?
Yeah, just like Dave Grohl when he broke his leg.
And Axel. It was Axel's throne first.
Much smaller boot.
Much smaller boot. All right, well, we'll see you next week for 69 plus 69 plus 69.
Woo!
And that'll do it for Water Cooler. Thanks so much for listening.